This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, August 24th. God's word to you today is The People, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from John 7, verses 17 to 18, and it says, "Anyone who wants to do the will of God will know whether my teaching is from God or is merely my own. Those who speak for themselves want glory only for themselves. But a person who seeks to honor the one who sent him speaks truth, not lies." Over the next few days, we'll be studying John 7, verses 25 to 53. Please read. Studying the book of John has been amazing. I want you to read the following passages on your own. John 6, verses 16 to 21, verses 22 to 59, verses 60 to 70, and John 7, verses 1 to 25. Devote a day to each section or more, and really get into God's word. You would be amazed at what God himself will show you. Just reading the Bible is life, and we are totally grateful. I want you to go a step further and form a discussion group around this. Remember, collaborative Bible study, CBS, as you read each section, take it into the discussion group and share your light. God has said in his word that when we talk about his word, he opens a book of remembrance for us. As you commit to this, I pray that God will indeed open a book of remembrance for you in Jesus' name. God's word is loaded. In John 7 verses 1 to 27, please read. We see seven categories of people. The first category is the clueless. The people who said, the crowd replied, "You're demon-possessed. Who's trying to kill you?" This is taken from John 7 verse 20. The people who say, "How can you say you have enemies? How can you say there is a spiritual warfare? How can you say there is a supernatural world?" They are clueless. These are the people that say, "Your own is too much. You're always following God, always praying, always reading your Bible, always going to church, always too much." They are clueless, and it is just best to ignore them. The second category is the puzzled. They are the ones that said, "Isn't this the man they are trying to kill?" John 7 verse 25. "How come nobody is arresting him?" They are confused, puzzled. If he is indeed the one that the whole of Jerusalem, Judea, has been looking for, here he is now. Why can't somebody arrest him? Remember that Jesus was hiding in Galilee in the northern part of the country, and this was going on in the southern part. Jesus was avoiding the south because they were looking to kill him. When his brothers told him to go and show himself, but Jesus said he was not going and eventually went, these people were puzzled. Could he actually be the Messiah? Is that why our leaders are not laying hold on him? They are not clueless. They are abreast of the issues. They know what their current affair is, but they cannot connect the dots. They do not know how to link what they see. There are a lot of people in the world today who are clueless. They are seeing events happening, but they are puzzled. What could all these mean? A whole lot of people are in the category of the puzzled. This is all happening at once. What does it mean? The third category is the rulers. These are the people that have an antichrist agenda. Even in our time, we have people that deliberately push agendas that are against Christ and against his church all around us. Have you been able to identify these three in John 7 verses 1 to 27? Let us pray. Father, fill me afresh with your spirit and wisdom so that I will not be clueless or puzzled or take a position against Christ. Help me see as I ought to see. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.